Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Mayor Tom Barrett and an attorney for nearly 170 lead-poisoned children are accusing the paint industry of trying to shift the blame for lead poisoning to the city's water pipes to avoid millions of dollars in settlements. And Milwaukee Public Schools may be in for some changes if several proposals go into practice. The school board meets tomorrow to consider re-emphasizing neighborhood schools, eliminating bus service for as many as 1,000 students, and pushing more of its health care costs onto employees. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's U.S. senatorial race is already the most expensive in history, not including special elections. More than $13 million has already been spent on the race by outside groups. That is about three times as much as the next most expensive race. The majority of the money is from Dick Uihlein, owner of Uihlein Shipping Supply, in support of Kevin Nicholson and critical of Senator Tammy Baldwin. Milwaukee's first streetcar will get its first test today. And the Brewers lost to the Cubs yesterday 3-0. They now head out to St. Louis for a three-game series that begins this evening. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's U.S. senatorial race is already the most expensive in history, not including special elections. More than $13 million has already been spent on the race by outside groups. That is about three times as much as the next most expensive race. The majority of the money is from Dick Uihlein, owner of Uihlein Shipping Supply, in support of Kevin Nicholson and critical of Senator Tammy Baldwin. Uihlein was also the primary backer of unsuccessful Republican senatorial candidate Roy Moore from Alabama. Here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Mayor Tom Barrett and an attorney for nearly 170 lead-poisoned children are accusing the paint industry of trying to shift the blame for lead poisoning to the city's water pipes to avoid millions of dollars in settlements. Democrat Michelle Doolin has dropped out of the race for governor, and the Bucks have only two games left in the regular season. The Orlando Magic come to town tonight, then the Bucks go to Philadelphia on Wednesday night. Okay, here is the weather forecast and the outro. Outside today, a chance of snow showers, very little or no accumulation, then mostly cloudy tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Lows tonight in the upper 20s, highs tomorrow in the mid-40s, and highs on Wednesday in the mid-50s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.